Don't come any closer. Yeah, no, if you can stay down there by that pillar. In fact, do you see a table? Yeah, no, I'm down here, behind this pillar, about 3 or 4 away from you. Sorry. No, I promise I'm not shy, but about that table, do you see it? No? Can you look behind you? Yeah, there. Yeah. There's some sunglasses. If you could put them on. No, I know it's dark in here, but I promise they're special sunglasses. No, I have on a pair too. They'll make it to where it actually looks better in here for you, and I can turn the lights on. Great. Just tell me when you have them on. Yeah, perfect. Okay. Flipping the switch. See? It looks great. Yeah, no, I'm coming out. Did the agency actually, before I do, did they tell you that I'm a gork? Oh, good, thank God. Sometimes people don't, and it's a problem. Yeah. So yeah, Gorgon, hi, I'm Medusa. How are you? Wonderful. Yeah, oh my gosh, you're so handsome. What? Oh, don't tell me no one's ever told you that. What? Oh my gosh, were they blind? I have a blindness potion. They must have freaking taken it. No, look at you. You are so handsome. Your skin is beautiful. Lord have mercy, you've got a wonderful frame. Really? Ugly? Well, they must have been freaking supermodels themselves, I'm guessing. If you, everyone in your life called you ugly, that must mean that every perfect 10 in the world must have grew up in your town. No? Well, then they must be superficial jerks that just don't understand. That's like judging a fish on its ability to climb a tree. Like, fishes are amazing, but they're never going to be able to climb a tree. That's silly. They say that you're not good at anything. Why would anyone say that? Well, what kind of things do you like to do? Really? Yeah, no. I'm obsessed with anime. Well, there's not a lot to do when you're a Gorgon and you're kind of living here by yourself all the time. So yeah, I love the fantasy worlds and the anime worlds. It's the magic, it's great. There's hero stories, wonderful. And video games, I love the you play them too? Exactly. Fun stuff. That's silly, ugly. Saying that you don't like anything interesting. Sounds like you need better friends or better people around who actually are worth being around. Lord, if anything, I think that they don't like you because, well, you seem so wonderful. They're rejecting you before they get a chance to get rejected by you. You'd probably find them boring and vapid. Yeah, so what brought you to the agency? Oh. Yeah, they help people like me who have been deemed yandere. Well, yeah, I have to admit, I mean, being one of the girls on this service means that I've been deemed a yandere. Well, yeah, I get obsessed with the people I love. I want nothing more than to be absolutely everything to them. Know everything about them, know everyone in their lives, be able to do everything that they do, and to be able to keep them around all the time and make sure that they're safe and make sure that they can't get away from me, and that all I do is smother them with kisses and loves and hugs. And that's your hand and mine. It's great. Oh, this feels great. Oh, hugs. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have grabbed you like that. I'm so sorry. We just met. Oh, okay. So, tell me more about you. Okay, yeah. No, that's not a problem. I mean, there's a lot of people who've had next to no relationships, and there's plenty of people that haven't had any at all. Like, that's fine. Oh, these statues. Well, let's start over here in this first gallery. Yeah, that's remember I told you Yandere turned turn people into stone. Those are all the ex-girlfriends or random girls that looked at my former loves. Aren't they pretty? Isn't it pretty? I looked at them and turned them into stone. You don't see anything. The dust, that pile of dust over there. Because once I get a hold of them, I bring them back here and I grind them with a hammer until they are absolute powder and I put them together so that no one can possibly recognize them again. And then I get to just stare at the pile of dust. It's great. and then over there, that's a bunch of statues over there. Well, yeah, they're all shapes and sizes. Big, tall, skinny, fat. It really doesn't matter. Hypothetically, that's a group of guys that once loved a really sweet girl, and they told them that this is too much, and you're a little obsessive, and this is not healthy, and how you need to get a life, and you need to get over it, and I have to move on. It's not me, it's you. It's just to remind me that those people exist, but those people aren't you. Oh, yeah, and then over there, oh, it's an empty gallery. Once I find the love of my life, I like to commission, I'd love to commission to have my goblin friends chisel out of stone every expression on their face, anger, happy, sad, whatever, and put up a gallery of them so I can be around them all the time. Yeah, those won't be living statues. Oh, these others? Forget about them. So, when are you moving in? Well, yes. When are you moving in here? Oh, no, I've already determined we're absolutely perfect for each other. Those silly girls out there, they haven't, you know, acted like they love you. And I already do. We have so much in common, and I can just feel all the love in your heart oozing out. I would do anything for you, darling. Well, no, I know this is the first time we're meeting, but haven't you heard of love at first sight? Yeah. I'd give up my world. I'd give up everything for you. Everything. So, again, when would you like to move in? I would say immediately. I can send my goblin friends to your house to go get all your, I sent them already. What? Well, I know where you live. Well, I took your wallet out and I handed it to them and said, go to this app. What? No. When we went in for the hug. I mean, when I brought you in for the hug. I mean, it seemed like you wanted a hug. I'm sorry if I didn't touch you when you didn't want to be touched. I'm working on that. But I took your wallet and I gave it to... they're all around. Do you see them? They're in the shadows. They're usually working. They're very sweet to me. I handed them your wallet and they're off to go get your stuff and bring it here. But there's some other arrangements you should probably make, like calling your friends and your family. When will I meet them? I think it should be soon. Maybe this weekend? You know, it's already like Thursday, Friday. What? Possibly? Well, maybe. I don't know. No. I can't really read that look on your face. I can't really look at your face too much. I don't want to turn you into stone or anything, but what? It is soon, but it's not too soon, is it? You don't think it's too soon and you don't want to be with me, right? Okay. Yeah, wonderful. It's okay. I understand. Taking in this site, this big, beautiful cave palace, and knowing that you have servants now, knowing that you're going to be taken care of for the rest of your life, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot for anyone. So how about we, yeah. How about we just, have you go lay down in the bedroom for me back there. Yeah. Get a load off. Get to know the place. I can give you a tour of all of the palace grounds afterwards. All right? Well, wonderful. And by then, the goblin should be back with majority of your stuff so you can start getting set up. Darling, this is going to be a wonderful life together. I'm so excited. Before you go, I was wondering if I could just get a kiss. Yeah, just make sure you close your eyes. I have found the best ways if I reach my hand out and grab your hand and just that way I can pull you in and there you go. If I ever grab your hand like this, just work on the instinct to close your eyes so you can't see anything. And then when we pull away and I let the hand go, that's when you're safe. I'll always keep you safe, darling. I love you. All right, off to go get your stuff now. Yay! Hey guys, this is Zena Alexander. I know we're supposed to be in Rise of Rinzor this week, but honestly, like, I didn't sleep for 48 hours, got hopped up on soda that I have not had in months, and the caffeine kicked my backside. So I had the idea for this script 3 days into making this channel. I love it. I kind of would want to do a yandere dating series where a dating agency sets you up with yandere monster girls and whatnot. I've wanted to do it for a while. I just thought it was silly, and I have a lot of really silly ideas. So I don't know. We're gonna get back to Rise of Rinzor, I promise. But I have some other silly ideas, dang it, that I want to work on and have fun with. Maybe I'll even make a dating universe. You guys tell me in the description below if you would like to see a yandere dating universe that is completely unhinged and crazy. Anyways, guys, I promise, I know I've been dragging my feet on the Patreon. I just want at least like 50 updates for it to make it worth something for you guys. I don't know. I'm sorry. I will get it out there. I will get it done. I absolutely love you guys. I see the comments. I feel bad. I'm a trash bag, but I love you guys. I will talk to you guys in the next one. Before I go, there is a 7 Days to Die private server that you guys can join if you want to. Make sure that you get on our Discord, which will be linked below, or I think it's also at the top of the channel page. If you guys would like to join that, you're absolutely allowed to. It is also completely unhinged. Crazy stuff has been happening, and I'll probably be playing it like at least 3 to 4 nights a week if you guys want to come join in. Love you guys so much. Chill laters. Bye.